Good morning. We're continuing Chai Adam. We're moving on to the next siman. The next siman is going to come as a surprise to many people. So we're looking at Klal Lamed Siman Vav. And the Chai Adam starts off when he says the following: Mitzvah Yerusha Lanus Amen Yeshmei Rabba Mikdusha Uboruchu. If a person is given a choice between saying Yeshmei Rabba or saying Kedusha, he's standing in the front lobby of a shul, and there's two minyanim going, and one minyan, somebody is saying Kaddish, and they reach Yehoshua Rabba, and the other minyan, they're saying Kedusha, and they reach the words Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So I have a choice. I can either answer one or the other. I can either answer Yehoshua Rabba, Amen Yehoshua Rabba, Mevarach, Lalam, Balam, Emayo, or Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Hashem Tzavakos, Melech Lorz Kavodai of Kedusha. The halach is I answer Amen Yeshmei Rabba, and I do not answer Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. We look at Yeshmei Rabba as being a greater act of glorifying Hashem's name than even saying the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh of Kedusha. The source for this is actually a Gemara. The Gemara says a fascinating halacha that the more it talks about can we interrupt Shmon Esrei to answer Kedusha. Person is davening Shmon Esrei and he realizes that they got to Kedusha, so does he interrupt? So the halacha, the more says he does not interrupt, and that's the halacha. The person pauses and he listens, but he doesn't interrupt. Then the Mor says, okay, you don't interrupt for Kedusha, but maybe you shouldn't interrupt to say Yeshmei Rabba of Kaddish. So from that, the Mefarshei HaGemara and the Prima Gadim and others in the Shulchan Aruch point out that that's clear from this Gemara, that the Gemara understood that Kedusha you will not interrupt for, but Kaddish, the Mor says, maybe even for Kaddish, but maybe what about Kaddish? Kaddish is more Kaddish. It's more important, maybe that we should be allowed to interrupt for that. The more so, even for that, you don't interrupt. But from that, the flow of the Gemara indicates that Yeshmei Rabba is considered greater than Kedusha. Now, that being said, the Chai Adam says, if I have a choice between going to one shul where they're holding by saying Kaddish, another shul where they're holding by saying Kedusha, he says, in Yesh Beis Bote Kenesius, if there are two shuls available, Yelech v'yana Kedusha, I should go to the shul which is saying Kedusha. Now, that seems to be a direct contradiction to what we just said. So he says the reason why that's so is to Shom Yishma Gam Kaddish Achar Tefillah, because there you'll get Kedusha and you'll get Kaddish as well. Whereas another shul already holding by Kaddish, you're only going to get a chance to answer Kaddish. So why not get both if you can get both as opposed to just getting one of them? Now, v'asa l'hafsik b'men yeshmei rabba kishashmei kedusha u'lehipuch tzarachin. The Chai Adam says, now that I said that Kaddish is greater than Kedusha, so to interrupt in the middle of Kaddish, during when they're saying, again, the point over here of Kaddish, meaning yeshmei rabba, I hear somebody saying, another tzibur saying Kadosh, I would not interrupt in the middle of saying amen yeshmei rabba in order to say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. What about the other way around? I'm in a shul and answering Kedusha, I'm saying Kadosh, 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 and I hear in the next room over, there's another minyan, and they're saying Yehoshua Rabba, maybe I should interrupt, but I'm saying Kadosh, 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 in order to answer a minyan Yehoshua Rabba. So he says he's not sure. He's not sure what the halacha is in that situation, whether we're supposed to interrupt or not. So he leaves it as a question. The Mishnah Berurah follows him as well and leaves it as a question what the halacha is. Halacha l'maisa, we do not interrupt, because since we don't know, so we say sheva tasa odif. A person, when you don't know what to do, you do not know what to do, you just leave it as is. You continue saying Yehoshmei Rabba. I'm sorry, you continue saying Kadosh, 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 and you do not interrupt to say Yehoshmei Rabba in that situation. Once you started answering Kedusha, you do not interrupt to answer to Kaddish. I just want to point out that this is a tremendous Musar Shmuz to us. I can very rarely think of a situation where if a person is standing in the hallway of a shul and he hears that the tzibur is getting to Kedusha, that he would continue standing in the hallway and schmoozing with a friend, as opposed to entering into the shul to answer Kedusha. But I've seen many times when somebody's saying Kaddish, so that the person will just continue standing in the hallway schmoozing as opposed to going inside and answering the Kaddish or interrupting his conversation to answer Kaddish. I'm not talking about inside the shul. But even when he's not inside the shul, he's not even dominating with that tzibur. Okay. But if we, our attitude towards Kedusha is that it's so significant that we would interrupt what we're saying to be able to respond to Kedusha, Kavo Chomer, we should interrupt what we're doing, what we're saying, to be able to respond to Kaddish, to Menyishvi Rabba. Have a good day.